Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming to my channel. Looking at Abkhazia and South Ossetia, not a place that most people, well, not places that most people in the world can identify. They're part of the Republic of Georgia, but they've been illegally occupied by Russia since the early 90s. Russia recognizes some independent countries, nobody else does. Syria under Assad briefly did, just because they were desperate to curry up to curry favor with Russia, the only thing that was saving Assad from his own people. Now, obviously, Assyria, Free Syria has de-recognized them. Now, the Ossetians are a distinct ethnic group with their own language. Should they be independent? I don't have a strong opinion about that, but legally, it is part of Georgia. It's up to Georgia to grant them independence or to withhold independence. Likewise, Abkhazia and Russia, which opposes even autonomy for its own regions, and yet will invade other countries and make other these sort of statelets pseudo-independent just so we can illegally occupy them. It's sickening that in Russia it's a crime to even suggest using exclusively peaceful and democratic means to achieve independence for any region or nation, if you will. And yet Russia will break up other sovereign states. So there is just staggering hypocrisy. But come back to this situation. So because South Ossetian passports and Abkhazian passports are not recognized internationally, they're granted Russian citizenship as well. Russia does dual citizenship to enable them to travel elsewhere. I remember even going to a Yura Nikulin circus in Moscow years ago and seeing equestrian teams from these countries flying their flags. So now there was a civil war in Georgia in the early 90s. Can't go in, shan't go into it. But in the end, Edvard Shevardnadze came out on top, the last Soviet foreign minister, and he signed a peace accord with Russia. And then that resumed tranquility, and Russia thought, okay, we have Georgia's more or less a satrapy. They're not going to contest South Ossetia, Abkhazia. They know they can't beat us, and they're not even going to try. And the situation was all right. He was an authoritarian, Shevardnadze, and he lasted till about 2004, the Rose Revolution. He died a few years ago. His daughter was a presenter on, sorry, granddaughter on Russia Today on RT, which has gone off the air in most Western countries. Now then. Mikhail Saakashvili came in, a real Democrat, a Westernizer, and Russia didn't like that one. So in the Olympic Games in August 2008, they invaded him, invaded Georgia during the Moscow, sorry, during the Beijing Olympics, and took quite a chunk of the country. So that was it. But he lasted a bit longer, and there've been a few prime ministers and presidents since then. But it's gone from sort of pro-European Union, rejected for EU candidate status. Receiving visits from US Secretaries of State, US Presidents, George W. Bush, for instance, to the more pro-Moscow faction is in office right now. So Moscow likes that. And there are people who think, well, the West's not going to help us out, or genuinely are pro-Moscow for various reasons, thinking, well, we're never going to get South Ossetia and Abkhazia back anyway. We might as well rub along with them. And obviously, Moscow warning them, don't try and get European Union candidate status. This whole Ukraine situation began with that. If you try to pursue a foreign policy we don't like, we'll invade you. You know, they've murdered people abroad, you know, attempted the murder of Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko years ago. He bears the scars this day. And, you know, murdered Zviad Gamsa Khudria, the first freely elected president of Georgia, and so on. Murdered a prime minister of Armenia way back in 1999, and so on. Okay, so why part if you can't beat them, join them? Some of that, as some of the people are genuine from Moscow for various other reasons, partly homophobia. So they don't think they're going to fight Russia. That's clearly not, even though Russia can't have many troops in the North Caucasus. But now Russia's thinking, well, we'll do more to integrate Abkhazia and South Ossetia. There won't be put much pushback from this pro-Moscow government in Tbilisi, and that's why on the 9th of May. President Alan Gagauloyev, part of a ruler of the unrecognized region of South Ossetia, he signed an agreement with Putin on deepening allied interaction. So bringing their regulations into accordance with those of Russia. And so now this administration of South Ossetia is really going to be just be simply taking orders from Moscow. So Russian citizens can be officials in the South Ossetian region and just use the Russian language exclusively. They don't need to use the Ossetian language. A lot of Ossetians don't even speak it. North Ossetian to South Ossetian is really an accent, is the difference. It's most related to Pashto, oddly enough, even though they're a Christian people. And Gogolev even said this is coming closer to absorption into Russia. Those South Ossetians who wanted a more autonomy, they're being pushed out. And notice there's North Ossetia across the international border in Russia. And so some of them have moved into South Ossetia. There isn't really a distinction. It's like it's Stalin that broke them up, splitting their Ossetian homeland, giving some to Russia, some to Georgia, when he drew these borders in Transcaucasia. Okay, and similar to steps happening in Abkhazia, which is on the Black Sea coast, even Abkhazia giving a naval base to Russia there. Obviously, the Russians' Black Sea fleet has to be as far away from Ukraine as possible. So Abkhazia's got 250,000 people. Ossetia's only got 55,000 people. And it's got some of the nicest beaches that were part of in Georgia. So maybe something that Russia could gain when they can't defeat Ukraine. So improving their transport connections to Russia. But these two are really barely extensions of Russia. They haven't declared war on Ukraine. But some of them, officially joined the special military operation. Some of their men have volunteered for the Russian military, none of their women, so far as I know. So that's what Russia's showing, complete disregard for international law. Surprise, surprise. Not good news. So they have to find punier people to pick on. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.